thin air of the knowable. Suddenly, the bright smell of apples has dredged up a late night, rain, and tears for a perfidious lover. Why that night, those tears? Why not a spangle of apple blossoms? Why not polished harvest pyramids of galas, Granny Smiths, Gravensteins? A whiff of hay bales at the farmer's market returns me to a friend's barn, lanolin thick on my hands, hauling pungent fleeces and stuffing them in sacks, laughing as the naked sheep circle us and stare in mild consternation. What gravitation pulls open the senses' trap doors, impels perceptions to the wordless deep? What clutches those reverberations, draws them up to the thin air of the knowable? Intention does not have the final say. In the capacious heart, a great silence. The ineffable moves and is replenished. From the pond's murk, the carp's slow surge, grace and glister, its sun-spattered fin.